Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are so excited you are on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And we have two of the most incredible people on the face of the earth with us today as guests. They are an integral part of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. Katie Hughes, that you have heard before, who's in charge of our operations. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Martha, great to have you. Pronounce your last name for all of us.
Garduno.
Garduno. Nice and easy to pronounce. Garduno. Martha is a prayer warrior. She is a warrior par excellence, and she is a key part of our ministry. Martha, great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Deacon, for allowing me to be here. And you are
so
awesome.
And she's so excited to be on the show. She was just like, couldn't sleep all night.
Amen.
Amen. And also joining us, not on air, but praying with us, is her son, Andrew, who is a confirmation candidate, the best confirmation candidate in the entire world. Right, Andrew? Yeah, he's got a thumbs up there. So what we're going to talk about today is a new book called Be Not Afraid, written by me, my seventh book, actually. But this was very, very special, and it happened. I had no plan on writing it, absolutely no plan. And COVID-19 hits in March here, more than, you know, probably before then. But in early March, it hits, and we were praying. And Katie Hughes, you were in adoration, and I believe God came to you with really a message about the importance of having faith in this time of trial with COVID-19, and your thoughts about that and how God is telling you over and over again to trust in Him.
Sure. Yeah, I think when we're open to the Lord and what He wants, a message, or He wants to deliver us marching orders to serve Him, if we're open, then we hear Him and we respond. It was definitely, we knew we were going into a dark time, and the Lord really impressed upon me that people are going to be in fear. People are going to be confused. Faith was an issue, and they needed some encouragement. And so I knew Deacon Steve was the one to write a book to encourage and to bring a message of hope in this time. And this book isn't just for this time, but this can be for any time of trial.
It is something that is so important that we understand how much God wants to shower us with His hope. That's something that you got out of the book in a very big way, right, Martha?
I definitely did. The book definitely brings a lot of hope.
And so as we look at the book, it's only seven chapters. It took, believe it or not, like 3 weeks, day and night. I was spending like 8 hours a day on it. And certainly we had an editor and so forth. But the reason why I believe that I did it so quickly is because people needed to get copies of this book. And it's very, very important. You can go online, spiritfulhearts.org, and get a hard copy. You can go to Amazon Kindle if you want to get that copy. But seven chapters: overcoming adversity, faith not fear, praying with power, turning to your mother, examination of conscience, sharing the truth, and a call to holiness. Now, again, so, so important that we understand that God wants to give us this faith that passes all understanding. We see some scripture, James 1:2-4. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, for then you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Matthew 16:33, in the world you have trouble, but take courage, I have conquered the world. How many times did Jesus tell us, or scripture tells us actually, do not fear or be not afraid? 365 times, which is so important. And why is it so important, Katie, for us not to have fear. I mean, where's fear come from?
Well, there's good fear, you know, keep you safe.
Fear of the Lord.
Yeah. Fear of the Lord, right. Of course, and honoring him and living a righteous life. But then there's the fear that's paralyzing, and that comes from the enemy. And he wants to immobilize us, to take us off our course, to take us away from our trust in Jesus. And so that type of fear is challenging. But I think if you call on the Holy Spirit, I think if you call on the scriptures that encourage us and say, we're not alone, I think that we will definitely have a sure way to prevail through difficult times.
In scripture, faith is mentioned over 200 times, but fear is something, again, that while there is fear of the Lord and so forth, but fear that is leading to anxiety, leading to doubt, is something, again, that we have to conquer. In 1 John 4:18 says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Remember, faith is what we need. In Hebrews 11:1, faith is the realization of what's hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For anyone who approaches God must believe he exists and that he will reward those who seek him. So in my chapter, the first chapter, Faith Not Fear, we focus on the fact that we have to ask for faith, and we have to ask for the Holy Spirit to take over our lives. And we have to assume that we've received this faith and act upon it. In James 1:5-8, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives it all ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. For they shall ask in faith, never doubting, for one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord, since he's a man of two minds, unstable in his way. So, Martha, this chapter in which we say we have to ask for faith, pray for faith, expect faith to happen, it's so important to give us that hope, but to build up our faith.
Yes, it is, Deacon. Anytime I come into encounter with fear, I always think about Romans 8:31. It says, if God is for you, who can be against you? And fear can drive us to worry, to be depressed, to affect us in every state of mind. But we have to always put God first. Put God first and, you know, run to confession is what I say.
Amen. And we know from Romans 8:28 that all things work for good for those who love him are called according to his purpose. And what is fear but false evidence appearing real? The enemy is attacking our thoughts and our minds. And that's why, Katie, it's so important, and we talk about it in the book, that we take every thought captive, because we are under attack from the enemy, and we have to praise God. We have to pray with expected faith. Why is that so important?
Well, if we're focusing on the fear factor that's going on, the battle, I think that if we hold on to what is negative, what isn't from the Lord, then that kind of becomes our focus, and that becomes our God in a way. Fear ends up being the one that we follow. But if you're able to stop yourself and just say, wait a second, where is this coming from? This fear of the future, this fear of health, this fear of problems, whatever it may be, if we focus on that, it will definitely take us down the wrong road. I think that if we can just take it slow when you get these rash feelings and thoughts in your mind, if you can just recognize, like, wait a second, is this really the truth? Is this really what's happening? Because that's what the enemy does. And whether we think it's ourselves or the enemy that's playing that role, if we dive into that, we definitely get distracted.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you passionately, completely, and he gives you that gift of faith. He gives you that gift of encouragement. In the chapter, Faith Not Fear, we focus on faith as a shield, and we see this in Ephesians 6:16. Above all, take on the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. God is defending us and fighting for us. And when we say yes to him, great things happen. Is God an encourager?
Oh, yes.
In just such a big, big way. And one of the things that's so important that we have to understand is that God gives us all this encouragement. And Martha, you constantly are encouraging me. And I want to thank you for that. and everyone else is, Katie, and everyone else is. But just as we're starting the show, I got a text. And just out of the blue, the text reads, "Good morning, Deacon Steve. That I read your book in the wee hours of the morning, Be Not Afraid, and it's probably one of your best books yet." So just getting that message, you know, right there, you know, just as we're beginning the show, is just indicative, again, of how much God loves us. But, you know, we're under this attack, and I quote again Hebrews 10:36, that we need endurance to receive what God has in store for us. And why is endurance so important, Martha, as it relates to having faith? Because, you know, again, we're under this attack from the enemy.
Well, we need to be able to trust and believe that God is going to protect us. That God wants the best for us, and his plan is perfect for us. We need to continue to persevere. And because without it, how do we do God's will? We won't be able to.
And so how do you persevere right now in this challenging time? I mean, not only is it the challenging time of COVID-19, but you've got, you know, economic issues. You've got all kinds of issues. You've got, I know Andrew wasn't able to go to school, so he's at home, which is great, but also creates some challenges as it relates to all the dynamics of the family. So how do you get more faith in this challenging times? Do you pray more? What do you do, Martha?
I ask God for an increase in faith, for abundance of faith every single day. I ask for the fruits of the Holy Spirit, especially the fruit of love, because without love, how can we do his will? Praying the rosary is another that asking our Blessed Mother, because it is through our Blessed Mother. She's always there when we need her, and God's not going to say no to her. He loves her so much. But it's just praying and constant. And whenever I'm in doubt, it's just constant asking for an increase in faith, because without it, how do we move forward?
So we have this praying with power. You know, the first chapter is, again, overcoming anxiety, which essentially means that you just surrender your heart, your soul, your mind to Jesus and let Jesus take over, dismiss all fear. And then we learn more about why fear often is from the enemy, again, unless, again, it's fear of the Lord, but it's from the enemy. And then the third chapter is praying with power. And praying with power means that we pray with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses, Acts 1:8. The word power, translated in Greek, is dynamite. And 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "The kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but of power." So we're going to go to our break and focus again on continuation of the Be Not Afraid book, which is so powerful, and you can get it again at spiritfulhearts.org. Go to our website, spiritfulhearts.org, and you can order the book directly there, and we'll ship it to you. Or if you want to get it on Kindle, you can go to Amazon and order the book on Kindle. This is Deacon Steve Greco again. We'll be right back to talk more about Be Not Afraid. My friends, I know that you're in love with Jesus Christ. That's the reason why you're listening to this show. And I know you want to support ministries that are on fire for Jesus. If you enjoy this show, if you enjoy supporting ministries that are on fire with Jesus and want to evangelize young adults, want to evangelize everyone about the power of the Holy Spirit, about how much God loves them, then prayerfully consider to support our ministry, Spiritful Hearts, to go to our website, spiritfulhearts.org. Take a look under the donate button. You can become a monthly partner. Please pray and please be moved by the Holy Spirit. No one outdoes God's generosity. Thank you for your love, your support, your prayers, and thank you for your financial contributions.
Go to spiritfilledhearts.org and click donate. That's spiritfilledhearts.org and click donate.
We're back again. I'm so excited again about this new book that we have, Be Not Afraid, that the Lord initiated in my heart and the hearts of those that we minister with to write this book, to have faith, not fear, in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. And so we've had two interesting experiences in which we've actually given out these books and been very blessed with two parishes in the Diocese of Orange, St. John the Baptist in Costa Mesa with Father Augustine Pugner, the pastor, and then at Santiago de Compostela with Father Thomas Navelle, and that's in Lake Forest. And they said yes to these books to be given out to all their parishioners. And so that's been an exciting thing. And Katie, tell us a little bit about Father Augustine and his response. And I know that many of the parishioners have been giving great reviews, but why does he think the book is so important right now? And we actually did a little interview with him. And if you recall some of the things he said, which are really impactful for him and why he wanted to give it to his entire parish.
Well, he really loved all of the content, and he thought the different topics, each chapter focuses on encouragement and also guiding people. And he especially loved the part on the reconciliation and, you know, going through that, taking stock of our lives. Like, we have all this downtime and, you know, we're not able to receive the sacraments as easily or not at all. And so he found that so inspiring of how important it is to stay focused on the goal. And, you know, that was just one chapter, but he really felt that he couldn't put it down. That was his big thing, because he really was excited. And I think that was the buy-in, was he wanted his parishioners to have some sort of experience that he had with the book. And that's really encouraging, coming from, you know, such a holy priest and someone who we look up to as a ministry.
So to give you an idea of the chapter again, Praying with Power, this is on page 49 of the book, and I quote John 14:12-14. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And I say in the book here, these words are so powerful and impactful, but we must believe and put them into action. COVID-19, we are going on the offensive. We will take authority over this virus in our lives. We bind the virus and cast it to the foot of the cross through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. When we have faith as big as a mustard seed, we can turn to that mountain and say, move, and it will move. Being on the offensive by having this gift of faith and praying with power is something our ministry is all about, Spirit-Filled Hearts. And Martha, that has been a big part of your life, of realizing that when we pray, we need to pray with power.
Amen, amen. It's calling upon the Holy Spirit. It's asking God for the Holy Spirit, seeking, knocking, and God will give him to you. With the Holy Spirit, I mean, gosh, you can do anything. He's the Spirit of Truth. You know, if ever in doubt, whatever you may need, just calling the Spirit of Truth. Who's the Spirit of Truth? The Holy Spirit is. God is. He'll lead you. He'll direct you. He'll give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and everything you're going to need to know.
Amen. The Holy Spirit and obviously Jesus has transformed your life, Martha,
yes,
without a doubt.
Definitely.
And I'm going to ask for you to have that gift of boldness right now. We pray for the gift of boldness in the name of Jesus. You should see the look on her face. In the name of Jesus, tell our audience how the Holy Spirit came upon you during Mass and transformed you, in which you've given your life to Jesus Christ in a much more profound way than ever before, and how, of course, you've been part of our ministry. Tell us what happened.
Oh, awesome experience. You got to ask God for it, definitely. I surrendered my life to God as one day when I was driving to work. That's where it all started.
Amen.
And it's literally surrendering your life, giving them everything that you have, everything that you own, everything. Well, one day, I didn't know who Deacon Steve was. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know about the ministry. I went to a healing mass at my parish, and he was there. And that was the day that I was surrendering to God. And again, because it's a constant surrender. And I was surrendering my whole life again to God. And I was surrendering my marriage, my family, my work. And I was asking God for an increase in faith. I laid everything at the table of him. You know, one thing, Deacon came up before the healing mass, and he said, ask for an increase in faith, surrender. And then as well, ask God for forgiveness of all your vital mortal sins, forgiveness of all those that have hurt you, and place all those situations at the foot of God's cross. And I ended up doing that in fervent prayer. That was another one. I ended up praying all of that through the mass, through the healing mass. And then as I was going up to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, I was going up. And as I was exiting the pew and I made a left to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, Deacon was going to be giving me Jesus in the Eucharist. And as I made a left-hand turn, all of a sudden, everything went dark. I was just, all I could see was Jesus in the Eucharist. Everything went dark. It was black. And I was like, where am I at? But all I remember was that I could no longer see Deacon. I could no longer see the parishioners that were there. All I saw was Jesus, God's love. And then all of a sudden, as I don't even know how I got to the altar. I don't even know how long it took. It could have been seconds. It could have been minutes. It could have been years. It could have been weeks. Then all of a sudden, this profound light comes upon me. I believe that was the light of the Holy Spirit that shined upon me. And it was this immense love where there was no worry, no fear, no challenge. Everything was fine, that if you could have died right there, that would have been the perfect time because you had no worry. You knew everything was going to be fine. And then as I received Jesus, I don't even remember as I came up how I received Jesus in the tongue. And as at that moment when I made a left, that's when everything came back. And it was just this immense love that God is the only one who can give it to you. Ask for it. Seek it. Knock for it. God can give it to you. Oh, my gosh. I tell my son every single day, ask God to show you that love. Just a little tad bit of it. We would not worry or fear what tomorrow has, what the next second hand, or what this virus is all about.
Alleluia. Alleluia. The angels in heaven are singing as you give your testimony about what God has done for you. Be not afraid, my brothers and sisters. When we surrender our heart, our mind, our souls to Jesus Christ, Jesus comes to us in a huge way through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Blessed Mother comes to us in a huge way. God the Father comes to us in a huge way. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, we also have a budding Spanish ministry, too, and several of our books are in Spanish. I'm very excited that you're going to be translating Be Not Afraid into Spanish.
Amen, amen.
Since we have many Spanish listeners also, do you have a quick word about how our Spanish-speaking audience should be embracing their faith and not afraid in this time of trial? And if you could say it in Spanish.
Que no tengan miedo, que el Espíritu Santo está allí, invóquenlo, díganle, ven Espíritu Santo, ven.
All right, amen, amen, amen. So what did you say to our English audience?
Come Holy Spirit, don't be afraid.
Come Holy Spirit, don't be afraid, come. So very, very important. So as we talk about again praying with power, this is about asking again for a surrender of the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Katie, why is it so important that we have the release of the Holy Spirit within our lives?
Having the Holy Spirit being the navigator in our life and the inspiration and encouragement, we can't do anything without the Lord, and Jesus gave us his Spirit. He did not leave us abandoned or orphaned, but he gave us his Holy Spirit so we would always have his presence. And of course, in the Eucharist. But he never wanted for us to ever feel like we were alone. You know, he's had all of our experiences. He has suffered all of our trials on that cross, all the infirmity, all of the problems, all the sins against us, and all of our sins. So he knows about suffering, and, you know, that is not his, you know, our will for us is to live in a life of fear and condemnation. He really wants us to rely on him, that he is our strength, whether it's in the Eucharist or the Holy Spirit. He is there to provide for us all that we need, the assurance to press forward in any challenge.
And we have that Holy Spirit that is there for us, the divine Holy Spirit, every second of every day. But we have to pray in the Spirit. We have to turn to the Spirit. We have to ask for the Holy Spirit to remove this veil from our eyes that often clouds the ability for us to pray in power. And we have to live out our baptism again to be priest, prophet, and king, and be part of a Spirit-filled community. So, Katie, tell us again, because Be Not Afraid is so important to us because the Holy Spirit came upon us. The Lord told us to write this book. But we're also doing conferences and online conferences, and we have an exciting one coming up on July 18th. Tell us a little bit about that conference.
Sure. We're still working on all the details, but it will be first available on our Facebook live feed for Spirit-Filled Hearts. So you just go to facebook.com/Spirit-Filled Hearts and come join us on July 18th in the morning, probably starting at 9 a.m. and moving forward with some great speakers, including Deacon Steve, Father Tim Peters, Sean Tobin, Alexis Wachenstein. You know, we're looking for our more speakers, and we just really want people to see the different points of view that people go through in the challenges. And whether it's this COVID-19, whether it's the challenge of going to Mass and things are different, or going to work and things are different in your family and those struggles, different points of view are all over. And so it's a confusing time. And I think having so many people with different walks of faith, that you can really come to the conclusion that there's someone with a word for you from the Holy Spirit. And that day on July 18th, 9 a.m. at facebook.com/Spirit-Filled Hearts.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk more about the role of the Blessed Mother in Be Not Afraid. My brothers and sisters, I have something very exciting in addition to what we've talked about to talk to you about. And that is a new book that I've written called Be Not Afraid. I was so motivated by the Lord to write this book as the coronavirus, the COVID-19 was breaking, to give people hope, to give people faith. It is a book that isn't terribly long, 116 pages, but it is easy reading, but it's powerful reading. It is a book with power of the Holy Spirit to give you how to have faith in the midst of fear, how to have courage, how to turn to the Blessed Mother, how to turn to the Holy Spirit, how to let Jesus fill in your hearts and souls. Be Not Afraid is exactly what the title is about. It is about having faith. It is about having courage. It is not about fear. As Scripture says, perfect love drives out all fear. Now, what is our program on Be Not Afraid? We are soliciting donors that will help us. We are really discounting it tremendously because we want to give these out for free. The book is discounted from $15 to $5 a book with a minimum order of 100 books. And if you order 100 books, you can give them out to your friends. You can give them out to various ministries that you're part of. And we're hoping the entire parish will adopt it. So, for example, If you have a parish, you can get together some people and donate the books for free for your parish. And it's called Be Not Afraid. You can see it online right now on Kindle, Amazon. We have a Kindle book, Be Not Afraid, you could take a look at if you want to read the content. But this is a book that we really want parishes to adopt because people need hope right now and they need tools on how not to be afraid. So please contact us at DeaconSteve@SpiritfulHearts.org. Contact us at DeaconSteve@SpiritfulHearts.org. Go to our website, SpiritFilledHearts.org, and find a way of supporting us. And please thank you in advance for supporting us in prayer. Thank you in advance for supporting us financially and to having a gift given to your parish. God bless you all. I'm so excited. I can't begin to tell you how excited I am. I'm just so excited. You know, when you love Jesus, every day is a day of excitement, right, Katie?
Amen.
Every day is a day in which, you know, your Holy Spirit within you is like bursting. It's like a new Pentecost when Peter just thrust open the doors and, you know, they were in the upper room. And then the Holy Spirit comes upon them as tongues of fire. And then all of a sudden they're proclaiming God's truth and God's salvation. And then 5,000 men and many more people, because they didn't count the women and children, were there turning their lives to Jesus Christ. Can I sing amen again?
Of course.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One big change for me, and the big part of Be Not Afraid, is a chapter, Turn to Your Mother, because the Blessed Mother is there for us as our spiritual mother. Think about, you know, growing up, and I know for me, you know, I was very close to my mother, and growing up, you know, there's just that love of the mother is so important, so compassionate, so tender. And, you know, I would trip and fall and come up with that boo-boo, you know, that bruise. And what did I do? You know, I mean, I came to my mother, you know, came to mom, you know, kiss it and make it better type thing. And she would give me comfort and just always there, give me encouragement. And that's what the Blessed Mother does. And right now, the Blessed Mother wants to give us that encouragement. And Our Lady of Guadalupe, that is the patron saint of the Americas, the patroness of the Diocese of Orange, and our personal patroness at Spirit-Filled Hearts. Just so important that we turn to the Mother, turn to our Blessed Mother, and turn to the Rosary. Why is the Blessed Mother so important to you, Martha?
Well, she's the center of our healing. Right now, going through this turmoil with my son with this rare genetic disease.
And we pray for him right now, Andrew, and believe in his healing, that he is healed in the name of Jesus.
And, it's amazing how our Blessed Mother, she's present. She makes herself even more known when you're going through those turmoils. You would find her, you would spot her, you would have her, you'd be reading the rosary, you'd be praying the rosary and the power of the rosary. It is through her that she'll go directly to her son. Her son's not going to say no.
So I'm going to read a little bit in the book, and this is on page 62, and this is when I was having a hard time when my children were teenagers, and I'm reading now, I went to pray during the day in a church where I was only one present. In that time of crisis, I asked the Lord what to do. He said to me, as I believe he's saying to us right now, turn to my mother and pray the rosary daily. Can you imagine if we all pray the rosary every day to defeat this pandemic? It doesn't have a chance against prayers to Jesus through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Katie, just why is the rosary so important to you, and why is the Blessed Mother so important?
Well, Mary leads us through the rosary. She leads us through the life of Christ and through the sorrowful mysteries, which I think a lot of people have experienced their own sorrowful mystery during this time. And she, through her the Annunciation and her yes to the Lord, and she was not afraid. She had a couple questions, but she was not afraid. She was really relying that God, I trust in you. And she always points us to Jesus Christ. And she, wherever Jesus is, she is. She's right there interceding for us, and she loves us. She is our mother.
So in this particular chapter, I focus on faith, and faith is something, again, that the Blessed Mother gives us. And I'm going to read Luke 1:38. It's in the book again. Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Why is that so important, Martha, that the Blessed Mother is that model, saying, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, which is the lowest indentured servant, which is right close to the Lord of the house. But she says, let it be done to me according to your word. Why is that so important, Martha?
Her faith. Her faith was very strong. She trusted in God the Father. She never doubted what he said would occur. Just being able to know that trust.
And that trust, can you imagine? I mean, Katie, you and I have been to the Holy Land now a number of times on pilgrimage with Spirit-Filled Hearts. And Nazareth to Inkeron, which is right by Jerusalem, I mean, that's a hike, you know, even today, that's a hike, right? Mm-hmm. And it's through these barren lands and so forth, where there are robbers and so forth. But when the angel told her that Elizabeth was in her sixth month and to go visit her and have faith to go visit her, she traveled that distance. I mean, what does that mean to you right now in terms of right now with these challenges economically, the challenge of COVID-19? How is that a role model for us in terms of her just saying, okay, I'm just going to step out in faith. I'm going to do what the Lord is telling me to do, what the angel told me to do.
Well, I always think Mary at that time, she was carrying the word incarnate within her. And we have to understand that through the Holy Spirit and through the power of Jesus and God our Father, we carry Jesus with us. He's always on our journey with us. And Mary showed us that in any circumstance, he is with you, and to not fear. I think like she's our guide as far as faith. She is the ultimate star of faith for us in our journey. She just shows us how we can, if we truly believe in Jesus Christ, you know, whatever comes our way, he will either protect us from it or he will give us the strength to get through it if we're going to go through a challenge. And so Mary had that, and she's that example.
And Mary said in Luke 1:46 and following, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, the Magnificat. Why is that so important? Martha, do you want to take a stab at that? Why is that important to you? My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. How does that help us right now as we go through these challenging times?
Well, that our Blessed Mother is constantly there. I know that when I've been at Adoration, a few times where the Lord directs my eyes to our Blessed Mother and is asking to seek her, to look to her and pray in the rosary and increasing, looking at her fiat and her, without any doubt, having complete faith in
Amen.
God.
Amen. The second point I have in this chapter on the Blessed Mother is talking about surrender. In all of Mary's appearances throughout the world, this is on page 71, she's asking us to surrender our hearts to Jesus. In her third appearance at Fatima, she told the children, sacrifice yourself for sinners, and say many times, especially whenever you make some sacrifice, oh, my Jesus, it is for the love of thee, for the conversion of sinners, and reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mary taught us at Fatima to ask for forgiveness and to intercede for the world. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, take all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. It is very important that we surrender our fear and our anxiety over COVID-19 and trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. It's on pages 71 and 72. So, Katie, you were at Fatima, you know, and you were there in terms of really understanding the impact the Blessed Mother had on the entire world. Tell us about your experience at Fatima and how that relates to the power of the surrender that we have to do in which we are really interceding for the world. And I think it's really important right now that we intercede for the entire world that is in some ways under siege in terms of this pandemic and certainly the fear and so forth, that we trust in Mary, our spiritual mother, and trust in Jesus in this difficult time. But what was the impact of Fatima in terms of increasing your faith?
Well, we were there for the anniversary of the miracle of the sun in 1917. So it was an exciting time. There's a lot of excitement around and so many people there. So you could easily get distracted by all of the crowds and, will there be another, type of miracle like that? Well, we had some miracles with our own pilgrimage group, including a woman who she was having leg difficulties and she would have weakness in her legs. And so she had to be in a wheelchair for the first couple of days. And we all started praying and we're like, Mary, Mother, this is not what God wants for our friend Virginia. She needs to be healed. We know you can do that, Lord. And we just prayed to Our Lady to intercede for that healing. And by the next day, she didn't need the wheelchair anymore. And her legs were strong and her back was strong. And she was able to carry through the rest of the pilgrimage. And so it was an early start to increase in faith. And with such a beautiful place to have that experience, When we come as lowly little children, weak and scared, or when we come to her, we can rest in her. We can rest our, I just have this image of resting in her lap, putting your head on your mother's lap, which carried our blessed Lord, the tabernacle of our Lord. And so, just I think being in any holy place where Mary has been, whether she physically was there or through an apparition like Fatima, it just really, you really start to pay attention to how important she is and how she can bring you closer to Jesus and to help you on your journey in faith.
And we talk about some other important aspects of her message at these various appearances that she's had, such as Fatima, peace, that Mary is the Queen of Peace. We talk about hope again, and I know that's something, Martha, you got a big part out of the book. And as I have on page 73 here, we don't know the future, but what we do know is that Jesus is our protector, our shield, our defender. Let the Blessed Mother into your prayer lives and let Jesus become indeed your Lord and Savior. So again, very, very important. We're going to get right back here after our break to talk more about this critical book, Be Not Afraid, and how you can get it for your entire parish. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
Hey friends, have you had the chance to check out our Empowered by the Spirit Patreon page yet? You're probably wondering, what is that? And what is Patreon? Well, it's a website and kind of a centralized hub of all the happenings and goings-on with Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. Like radio shows with your favorite guest, live conference talks on Catholic faith and spirituality, dynamic videos you can't find anywhere else, and coming very soon, audiobooks and a lot more. Simply go online to patreon.com/spiritfilledhearts. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/spiritfilledhearts. Come visit today to see and hear what you've been missing. You'll be glad you did.
Deacon Steve Greco, we're on again talking about Be Not Afraid. So, so important that we understand that God is calling us to have greater faith always. But I believe, especially right now in the midst of this COVID-19 trial that we have. So we have a special promotion to parishes in which we are getting donors and helping out, in which we can give these books out for free. If you're interested, contact me at deaconsteve@spiritfulhearts.org or go to our website at spiritfulhearts.org and let us know. Katie, what else can they do? Information, and how can they contact us if they're interested?
Sure. You can just go personally to even our ministry bookstore on our page, spiritfulhearts.org, and you can actually order and copy in groups of 20, $5 each per book. And that can also be for a faith group, a men's group, a Knights of Columbus. We've had a Knights of Columbus group by several hundred of our books so that they can share with their different prayer group leaders and members. So this is for your parish, for your family. Don't isolate just to a parish, but we do want to help with parishes because people are coming in timid and worried and scared or have family members that are. And so we want to be that conduit to increase in faith during this time. So definitely you can email us, like Deacon Steve said, deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. Go to our website and order your 20 copies for $100. So they're $5 each. And contact us by phone. The information's on the website.
Yeah. And so very, very important. Again, we're led by the Lord to do this. And this book is changing people's lives. They're giving them hope, encouragement, and really helping them grow in their faith. The other thing that it really focuses on is this exciting chapter on examination of conscience. I think one of the most important things for me is more and more and more realizing the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. We certainly know about the gift of the Mass and the Eucharist, which is paramount, but the gift of reconciliation sometimes we take for granted. What we have in this particular book, Be Not Afraid, is really an examination of conscience in a very profound way, in which we go through the Ten Commandments and we talk about what are some things that we may have done to put the world or our own selfishness ahead of God. For example, number one, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me. We talk about the story of Abraham and his son Isaac and how Abraham was the example of called to sacrifice his only son. And God wants to make sure that we seek him first and his kingdom. And ask yourself if you put God first or material things, money, pleasure, power, the gods instead. To what extent do you participate in things that are not of the Lord, horoscopes or New Age, fortune tellers? And so that gives you a little bit of example. So each of the commandments, we talk about various things that would bring us away from God, in which we examine our conscience and say, I want to confess that. Let's just talk about right now reconciliation. And why is it so important, Martha, to you to have that examination every day and to go to reconciliation as required by this Holy Spirit within us and by our own spirit to say, hey, I just feel like I need to get closer to God. It doesn't mean necessarily that I've committed all these mortal sins, but I want to get closer to God. And so I want to go to reconciliation to really be holier and to get closer to God in holiness.
Amen, amen. You want to grow in a relationship with God? That's the way to go about it. You know, it's been about a couple of years that I've been going to confession, whether weekly or at the most a week and a half. And why did I start? I remember St. John Paul II. I remember hearing somebody say that he would go to confession every week, if not every day. Now, I was like, oh, if he's going, maybe there's something to that. And as I began going with my son to confession weekly, I've grown more with God in a deeper relationship. He has unveiled himself even more. I mean, I've only shared one story of how God has unveiled himself in the Eucharist, but there's been three incidents in the Eucharist where God has unveiled himself. And I truly believe that if it wasn't for going to confession, I probably wouldn't have got that close to our Lord where I am now and being able to do his holy will. And it's amazing how you might think that a sin so minor is like, oh no, I don't have to confess that. Oh, God reveals it to you. Just not trusting in him is a sin. Doubting him, even if it's for a second, like say, no, this isn't going to work. Yes, it's going to work because God has it all under control. I mean, I usually will run to confession when I become overwhelmed with fear or whether doubting God or not trusting him, I'm running to confession. And as soon as I'm absolved, it's like, wow, this is a whole new me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Katie, your thoughts too about really the critical nature of reconciliation. That was beautiful, Martha. Thank you. Your thoughts about, for you, why is reconciliation so important?
Well, it's a time to humble yourself before the Lord and really take stock. You know, where am I at with you, Lord? And sometimes it's hard. The hard truth comes out, especially during the quarantine, being isolated, and the world can come in easily through all, you know, the social media. You've got different images and messages and videos. And so for me, it was a real struggle to go between faith and what's being put out there. And so I went through times of being lethargic and like almost, you know, kind of lukewarm kind of feeling and just, oh, well, when will this be over? And just, I just got to get through it, bide my time. And then, you know, I had like a switch went off at some point. And part of that was reconciliation when we were able to go back to the sacrament and make an appointment for reconciliation. And so that kind of put me back on path, back on track. And being like children is so important, not childish, but childlike, humbling yourself, going to our Lord, saying, Daddy, Jesus, I've offended you in this way and that. I'm so sorry. You know, help me. And it was brought to my attention through a friend who had just gone through the master's in theology. And she said, you know, when you're absolved and the priest prays over you, all these graces, the graces in that prayer where the priest says, go and sin no more, you have all the graces to sin no more.
Amen.
Or the priest wouldn't say it.
Amen.
So it is possible to sin no more.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah. So
hallelujah.
That truth, you know, there is hope for you. And you can go back when you fail, and if you fail, because, you know, everyone's different, but when you fail at times, just go back to him and just restart and offer your sufferings during this time for the reparation of other souls, people who aren't going to reconciliation, who do not know Jesus, family members. So critical at this time.
Awesome, Katie. Thank you so much. And Martha, thank you so much. The next chapter, the Share the Truth, talks about the need to share our faith. You are that fifth gospel. On page 87, I wrote, I believe more than ever in this challenging time that everyone needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. You are that good news. You have the heart of Jesus, and with that heart, you can share the reality that they are not alone. Jesus is with them, with all the heavenly angels and saints. So very, very important that we share our faith with other people. And so many people are just, they're hurting. We're told in Mark 16 to go in the whole world, preach the gospel to all of creation. Our purpose in life is to make a difference, to proclaim the truth about our life, to proclaim the truth about Jesus Christ. You are the epitome of the fifth gospel, which is your story. So have a desire to make a difference by sharing your faith. Share what Jesus has done for you, his love. Be obedient. Pray through the power of the Holy Spirit to give you the right words to say. Wherever God has placed you, share your faith and be a person of invitation. Ask them again to be involved with various conferences. We have online conferencing, all kinds of things. And the final chapter is the call to holiness. We are called to be holy, to surrender again to Jesus, to seek to be saints, in which we are loving by being that ambassador of Jesus's love in all that we do. So again, in summary, as on page 113, it says, there's no question we're in a unique time in our history. It's a great opportunity to learn even more how God loves us right now. Let's open up our hearts to receive this love and transform our hearts and souls. So Martha, what final thought do you have to our audience about why in this time it's so important to take that quantum leap of holiness? They can purchase our book, Be Not Afraid, for themselves and groups. But again, why is this book so important right now to transform their lives?
I truly believe that this book is important right now, especially during this time or at any time of your life. You know, I do believe that through this book, we learn the power of the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit has for us, and how our Lord has given us the Holy Spirit to move, to transform lives, to be evangelizers, to be messengers to other people. It shows the love of the Holy Spirit shows us the love of God through the Eucharist. I completely recommend this book. Why? Too, because it gives us hope. It gives us encouragement. It gives us the sacraments, how to go upon and using those sacraments to get closer to God, to not fear, to not worry, but more than anything, to have hope and trust in our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Martha, for being on the show and your thoughts. Katie, final thoughts from you.
I just think if we focus on that, be not afraid and call on the Lord throughout the day, especially right now, like I said earlier, there's so much out there to distract you, but just come back to that, just that phrase, be not afraid, fiat, give it all to the Lord. Trust in him. He will give you the strength to go through anything that you go through, and he will protect you from whatever he wants to protect you from. And so just know that you are not alone and to never be afraid.
Amen.
Thank you for being on the show and your wonderful words. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you and worship you. And we thank you for just all of your love, all of your caring, for transforming our hearts, our souls, our minds, for healing us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, for protecting us against all evil, protecting us against COVID-19. Cover us with your precious blood, Lord Jesus Christ, and that of our loved ones and all those that we encounter. We say this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we have a supreme duty to evangelize, which means give good news. And our next week's show is the Director of Evangelization Faith Formation for the Diocese of Orange, Father Al Baca, in which he will share with us how we can be the fifth gospel and share our faith. You don't want to miss the show next week. Tell a friend about it, and please listen in to Evangelization Now.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit. This program is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about our mission, visit spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. And if this podcast has been a blessing to you, please consider partnering with us financially. Your generous gifts are the fuel to keep these powerful podcasts coming to you. Go to spiritfilledhearts.org and click donate on the front of the screen. That's spiritfilledhearts.org and click donate. And be sure to tell a friend about our program and encourage them to tune in as well. Until next time, may Almighty God bless you and protect you. It's nice to be invited over to a friend's house. And Deacon Steve and Marianne Greco have a fresh pot brewing and a comfy chair waiting for you.
This is the Bible and you. Welcome, Marianne.
Welcome, Steve.
Well, thank you. I see you have your red. And
you have
I have my red. And why are we red for Pentecost?
Well, I think it represents the fire.
The fire.
These two have been married for well over 40 years, and they still enjoy each other's company.
How many people look at you and say, oh, I see Jesus in you?
Amen. Amen.
We have to look at that.
Okay,
you know?
I see Jesus in you.
I see Jesus in you.
Okay.
Today. No. I'm sorry. It's a joke.
You couldn't resist that, could you?
I couldn't.
Do you need a dose of encouragement to go along with a healthy serving of God's Word?
To the degree that we are in obedience is the degree to which we glorify God.
Excellent. So the bottom line is we have to surrender to Christ.
Absolutely.
When we surrender to Christ, we put on his mantle. we put on his glory personifies through us, not our glory, that we then shine and radiate like the sun.
Come find him on Facebook at Spirit Filled Hearts. Just go to Facebook and type in Spirit Filled Hearts.
Go in the peace of Christ to love and serve him and to be filled with the Spirit.
Go out to the nations of the world.
So this is Deacon Steve Greco and
Mary Ann Greco
for the Bible and
you.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.